insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا
And they say, what is this messenger that eats food and walks in the markets? Why was there not sent down to him an angel so he would be with him a warner?
وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا
Or why is not a treasure presented to him from heaven? Or does he not have a garden from which he eats? And the wrongdoers say, You follow not but a man affected by magic.
The seventh verse of the chapter states, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعْهُ نَذِيرًا The eighth verse says, أَوْ يُلْقَى إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ أَوْ تَكُونُ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا The seventh verse says, And they say, what sort of a messenger is this, that he eats food, he walks about in the markets? Why has not an angel been sent down to him, to be a warner with him? أَوْ يُلْقَى إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ Or why has not a treasure been bestowed on him? Or why has he not a garden to eat of it? وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا And the unjust people say, you follow none other than a man bewitched. These two verses, dear listeners, have an occasion of revelation. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam said that he asked his father, the 10th Imam, whether the Prophet sallallahu argued against seeking pretexts and reproaches of the Jews and pagans. His father said, yes, it happened many times, including the day when the Prophet ﷺ was sitting beside Allah's house and Abdullah ibn Abi Umayyah, came to him and standing in front of him said, O Muhammad, you have made a great claim and you are stating terrible words. You think that you are the messenger of the Lord of the people, but it is not appropriate for the creator of all creatures and people to have a messenger like you, a human like us. You eat like us. You walk in the markets as we do. How can you be a prophet? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam replied, O Allah, you hear all the words and speeches and know all things. You know what your servants say, and you yourself answer them. This is what the Prophet meant by these words to the Almighty Allah. At this time, these verses, the 7th and 8th verses, were revealed, and their seeking pretexts were answered.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, the previous verses mentioned the pagans' objections about the glorious Quran, and they were answered in them. The Holy Quran told the Prophet to say, قُلْ أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The Prophet, oh, you have to answer them. These false arguments need to be answered. You have to say, أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He sent it down, who knows the secrets in the heavens and the earth. But now in these two verses, these two seem to bring about another part that is about the mission of the Prophet ﷺ, and it is also answered. So at first, the seventh verse says, قَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ. They said, what sort of a messenger is this? يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He eats food and he walks about in the markets. So, by these words, they wanted to say that what a prophet he is. He needs food as other people do. He walks in the market for business and he goes to buy what he needs. This is neither the tradition of the messengers nor the custom of the kings. While he wants both to declare divine invitation and to rule us. What kind of a messenger is this? What kind of invitation is this? He cannot be a prophet. So they fundamentally believed that the outstanding people must not go by themselves to the markets for buying what they need. They must send servants, they must send agents on their behalf for this matter. And then they continued, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ لِيَكُونَ مَعْهُ نَذِيرًا. Why has not an angel been sent down to him to be a warner with him? If he is truly a prophet, there must be an angel on his side to be at least warning the people of what awaits them in as what he calls the hereafter. And they continue these false arguments, and we will continue talking about them in the next program. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.